For it's a healing kind of thing. For a party, a party. It'll get your body moving. Or it'll calm your body down. It's an old-time favorite sing-along. Or a brand new sound. Music, sweet music. It's a feeling kind of thing. And I am grateful to something somewhere that I sing. Music. Sweet music, it's a feeling kind of thing. Or it's a healing kind of thing. Or a party, it'll get your body moving. Or it'll calm your body down. It's an old-time favorite sing-along. Or a brand new sound. Music. Music, it's a feeling kind of thing, and I am grateful to something somewhere that I see.
Yes, music is a feeling kind of thing, a healing kind of thing, or a party. It will get your body moving or calm your body down. It's an old-time sing-along or a brand-new song. This is J.D. Doyle, and on Queer Music Heritage this month, you'll find out music is all of those things and more. It's another one of my deep history shows, and I'm calling it Lesbians on Cassette. And this is actually part two of that theme, as I did the first show in November of 2008. I've called through approximately 450 women's music tapes in my collection and came up with 3 hours of, I think, interesting recordings. Here's the criteria. An artist's recording could only have been released on cassette tape, not on vinyl or CD, or reissued on CD. So this puts us mostly in the 1980s and 90s, with releases almost exclusively by independent artists. These were artists I very much doubt you would have had a chance to hear on the radio, as they generally sold their tapes at live performances, in coffee houses, or at the few women's bookstores, because that was really the only means they had of getting their music out there. They had no label backing, so tapes were also cheaper to produce than other formats, and some were even homemade or made as demos. I think the opening song was perfect to start the show. It was, of course, called Music, and was by Paula Wolowitz. The cassette was called Last Night at School Street from 1990 and was recorded at the Mountain Moving Coffee House in Chicago. By the way, the music you've been hearing under this introduction, of course, comes from a cassette from 1990 by the duo Galloway and Lee, which was comprised of Barb Galloway and Casey Lee. Barb Galloway is also known for being in a couple of historic lesbian bands, Baba Yaga and the Fabulous Dyketones. I picked the title song from the Galloway and Lee cassette called Something Special, and let's hear a little more of it without my talking over it. Thank you. And from Galloway and Lee, we go to Patti Weber and Rita Harrington, when they were known as the duo Second Wind. From their 1990 tape, just called Second Wind, here's It's Time to Let Go.
Long songs. You'd hardly guess they were ruling. night of the one chord song, my friends, night of the one chord song. Heed our sad tale of the folk club scene, the moral of which is quite clear. Come early to play, be first on the list, or bring lots of money for beer. To the night of the too long song, my friends, night of the too long song. The night of the too long song, my friends, night of the too long song.
After Second Wind, we heard The Too Long Song by Petronella. That duo was Lucia Russett and Sandy Opitow, and Sandy can now be heard as part of the excellent duo Emma's Revolution.
Someone let me, someone let me, someone let me.
Okay, I grew up in Ohio, and that Ohio band, The Outsiders, had a huge national hit, and especially a statewide hit, with their song, Time Won't Let Me. So why did I play a clip of it? Well, while then-Ohio artist Gail Marie was not in the band, she played organ on the original studio recording of the song. That was in 1966, and it took until 1982 to release her own album, Night Rainbow. Her follow-up release from 1984, Double Talk, contained the song, Love's Got a Hold on Me.
To cure what I'm going through. this, I'm on the floor, and I can't put it off no more. If I don't clean up right now, I won't be able to reach the door.
Oh,
If you detected a bit of humor in the song Cleanin', you shouldn't have been surprised. It was by Linda Sievert from her 1993 cassette, I Can't Wait. In addition to being a member of the Laura Love Band, she was also a member of a group I love, Venus Envy, who did the classic album, I'll Be a Homo for Christmas. From their 1990 release, Unarmed and Dangerous, was the song Venus. And here's another duo with a sense of humor. In 1993, Teresa Chandler and Karen Ripley released a very funny tape called I Survived a Femme, and on it they did a variety of styles, as you'll see, starting with the title track.
With her long, long hair.
2 by Chandler and Ripley, I Survived a Femme and Show Me Where It Hurts. And Robin Flower provided lead guitar and some of the backups on their album. In the mid-80s, a band showed its respect for women's music pioneer Jenny Clemons by naming themselves after one of her most honored songs, Solid Ground. They were a Boston area group, and another pioneer, Susan Abbott, produced their release. So here's the band Solid Ground doing the song Solid Ground. I'm following them with a special live recording by Jenny Clemons.
Well, my belly might be shaking, my head might be spinning round. But there's one thing I know, I got my feet on solid ground. My feet will hold me up, my feet won't let me down. My feet are growing roots in the solid ground. Oh mama, 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 spread the news all over town. Let the women in this city, we got our feet on solid ground.
Might be leaving town.
Well, my friends, they might forsake me. My lover might be leaving town. But I know I got myself, I got my feet on solid ground. My feet will hold me out, my feet won't let me down. My feet are growing roots in the solid ground. Spread the news all over town that the women in this city, we got our feet on solid ground.
Might spread my arms wide open, maybe nobody's coming round. I might spread my arms wide open, maybe no one's coming round.
But I know I got myself, I got my feet on solid ground. My feet will hold me up, my feet won't let me down. My feet are growing roots in the solid ground. Oh mama, 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 spread the news all over town that the women in this city, we got our feet on solid ground. My feet will hold me up, my feet won't let me down. My feet are growing roots in the solid ground. Oh mama, 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 spread the news all over town that the women in the city, we got our feet on solid ground.
When I was growing up, my best friend was a unicorn. The others smiled at me and called me crazy. But I was not upset by knowing I did not conform. I always knew their seeing must be hazy. A unicorn. While away the hours, dancing, prancing, and romancing through the wildflowers. And we'd sing, seeing is believing, in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the one you love. What's more now, seeing is believing in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the ones you love. When I was 17, my best friend was the Northern Star. The others smiled at me and called me crazy. But I was not upset, for pull my thoughts very far away from daily hurts and fears and scheming. A northern star and I would share our dreams together, laughing, sighing, sometimes crying through all kinds of weather. And we'd sing, seeing is believing in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the ones you love. Seeing is believing in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the ones you love. And now that I am grown, my best friend lives inside of me. The others smile at me and call me crazy. But I am not upset, for long ago I found the key. I always knew their seeing must be hazy. My friend inside and I would while away the hours, dancing, prancing, and romancing through the wildflowers. And we'd sing, seeing is believing in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the ones you love. Seeing is believing in the thing to see. Loving is believing in the ones you love.
Some of you may recognize that song as Best Friend, the Unicorn Song, a much-beloved women's music classic written by Margie Adam. That recording of Jenny Clemons singing it was from the 1975 National Women's Music Festival, the second year they held the festival. And while it was an amateur recording dating back 35 years, its history was too good to pass up. These next two songs are by Portland artist Nan Colley, who also happens to be a member of the group Motherlode. But she had a solo release in 1991 called I Will Listen, and from it I'm taking the track Wings of Song. And after that is a very political song called I'm a Teacher from 1992. I'll give you its background after you hear it.
On the wings of song again, here comes an aching heart, drifting in. This melodies can never fill the void. It seems she lost it long ago to a violent, ruthless wind. Her hopes hang heavy on the song to bring her home again. Playground sounds were all around. She was swinging silently and found a haven for her heavy heart, one not of her own making. Chain links lifted her so high, she sought the birds and hoped to fly, fly away to a distant day, where a child can simply laugh and run and play. Oh, fly away with Dorothy and find the Tin Man's heart. She sang to the rainbows in the sky with all her heart, wanting to be anywhere, safe at home. On the wings of song again, here comes a healing heart, drifting endless melodies, come closer to the bar. She thought she lost it long ago, yet she feels a shifting wind. She frees her heart up to the song to bring her home again. Faintly first, but flooding fast, memories of childhood past. She sits upon the swing again, feels it slowly lifting. She lets the tears go in the wind, she gives them up so long ahead. She flies away to a different day, where the child inside her laughs and runs and plays. She flies away, sings again with Dorothy. Yes, the tin man found his heart. It was there in the rainbow, we each hold it up. When we can be there, we can be anywhere and be at home.
I'm a teacher and I teach the children. I teach the ones who learn their lessons in the school of hard knocks. Knocked down, knocked up, ran away, then locked up. These children, your children, my children. Who did the beating? It wasn't queer teachers. Who did the raping? It wasn't queer teachers. Who were they escaping? It wasn't queer teachers. Are these children just children? Our children. Now these narrow little minds say they're gonna find us out. These OCA bigots gonna lead the route. Cause we shouldn't be with kids, I say we'll lead them astray. And promoting, yeah, we'll turn them all gay. But who did the beating? It wasn't queer teachers. Who did the raping? Not queer teachers. Who were they escaping? It wasn't queer teachers. Are these children your children, my children?
I'm a Teacher by Nan Colley, and playing congas on that track was Maureen Kelly. You may have gathered that the lyrics were objecting to homophobic assertions that gay and lesbian teachers were a danger to children. If you listened very closely, you heard the phrase about OCA bigots. OCA was the Oregon Citizens Alliance, a very conservative Christian political activist organization that tried to do lots of damage in the 80s and 90s. In 1992, they sponsored Referendum Measure 9, which would have amended the state's constitution to prevent the adoption of what they called any special rights for GLBT people. This was a very galvanizing referendum, and it was ultimately narrowly defeated by 52-48%. One thing it did was rally the GLBT community, and a couple of songs were done in protest. Dan Colley's song was released on a special cassette single along with this next one. It's by Linda and the Family Values Band and was co-written by Peggy Seeger. Linda is Linda Vogt, and singing backups, among others, were Nan Colley and Kathleen Fallon of Motherlode. It's called They'll Get You Anyway.
There are some people here in Oregon, they're called the OCA. They've decided it's perverse to be lesbian or gay. They're making up a list, and you know they'll check it twice, because they're sure the Bible is exceedingly precise. I guess you might be wondering how they'll know if you are gay. The answer is quite simple, they have their little ways. You're a man who likes to cook, you're a woman without a bra. They'll follow you home, hide under your bed, jump out and say, aha!
Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what?
They'll get you anyway.
Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what? They'll get you anyway.
You just sat down to dinner and you turn on your TV. There's Lon Mabon going on about how you should be. He has 10,000 videos showing what he thinks is wrong, but they don't have any music, so we're giving him the song. They talk of family values, but if the truth be told, they define your family for you, so put your choice on hold. They say that they are Christian while they're legislating hate, but they're good and kind and decent.
Without me like they.
And most of them are straight.
Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what? They'll get you anyway. Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what? They'll get you anyway.
You say your son's a teacher. He's been manly all his life. Just joined the local Elks Club. Has such a lovely wife. But someone said they saw him hug his old friend Russ.
That's it.
He's canned.
He's out of here.
He's perverse and dangerous.
Since they know what's best, they'll be making all the rules. Who to love, how to be, and what to teach in schools. To make us all conform, they'll be drawing up the list. Fire. Teachers, rioters, artists, dancers, realtors, lawyers, nurses, doctors, soldiers, sailors, loggers, tailors, meter readers, priests, police, and, of course, the therapists.
Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what? They'll get you anyway. Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what? They'll get you anyway.
You just bought season tickets, and you love the NBA.
Dig 'em.
And Clyde pats Michael's butt.
Mm.
Oh, God, could they be gay?
Mm-hmm.
The OCA is watching, and no matter what the score, the Blazers and the Bulls play it over and no more.
Not!
It's time to rout the sinners out. It's time to start the search through the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Church, the Boy Scouts and the Masons, and quit without delay. It's time to watch the watchers who are in the OCA.
Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what? They'll get you anyway. Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what?
They'll get you anyway.
If they win in November, then after measure 9, the OCA will make your bed and choose your valentine.
Repaint the Sistine Chapel.
Say goodbye to Elton John.
Kick Martina out of tennis.
Burn a cross out on your lawn. Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
they'll
so what? They'll get you anyway. Oh, the OCA, they'll get you if you're gay. And if you're not,
who cares?
So what? They'll get you anyway.
Beaver, get out of those matches. I told you, stay away from Eddie. What is Eddie? Eddie? Stop. Eddie, stop that. I've told you boys a million times, just quit hugging. What's all this hugging business? Hey, Beef, how'd a guy like you get a name like that? Lumpy? Who invited Lumpy to this party? I didn't think you really dug the guys like that.
I took my troubles down to Ann and Ruth. Some friends of mine who always know the truth. They gave me a button and handed me a sign that said vote no on ballot measure number 9. I told them that I had a thing for chicks. I've been that way since 1966. They said, then beware, 'cause your rights are on the line, and you'd better vote no on ballot measure number 9. Well, Anne looked at Ruthie and gave her a wink. She said, I've got a sign-up sheet right here by the sink. You can make a difference getting people to think. And suddenly I realized I was the link. I started working every day and night to guarantee that we don't lose our rights. So cough up your money and volunteer your time and tell everybody, vote no on measure 9. That damned OCA wants to make all the rules, but we know the violence their prejudice fuels. The voters of Oregon, hey, we're no fools. We don't believe that bigotry protects our schools. We started working every day and night to guarantee that we don't lose our rights. So cough up your money and volunteer your time and tell everybody, vote no on measure 9. Vote no on measure 9. Vote no on measure 9. Vote no on measure 9.
That parody of Love Potion number 9 was called Ballot Measure number 9, with new lyrics by lesbian columnist Shelley Shecklow, who is also a member of the comedy group Wimprov. That's spelled W-Y-M-P-R-O-V. And I kind of broke my rule for this show. That song was not from a cassette, but a special CD single. But when else would I get a chance to play together two songs about ballot measure number 9? This is J.D. Doyle, and I thank you for joining me on this very special journey through the world of lesbians on cassette. And I've got two more hours to share with you. That, of course, is found on my site, queermusicheritage.com. I'm closing with a wonderful group called Destiny. They were Mary Jo Parenzino, Mary Apt, and Diana Bidding, and unfortunately they released only one recording in 1992 and called it We Are Destiny. It's got a lot of good material on it, and I'll give you a couple more in the other segments, but this time, here's Destiny and Lesbian Lover.
We work, we play, we lay idle someday.
with me